Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Memra Mei Avram Gold. All right, and today Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Vav, the second parak in Ma'amidin. The Zichu Masechta Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission teaches that a Jewess may not deliver the baby of an Averes Kochavim because she's delivering a child for idolatry. Avo Averes Kochavim, Mieledes Bas Yisrael. But an idolatress may deliver the baby of a Jewess. Similarly, a Jewess may not nurse an Averes Kochavim's baby, but an Averes Kochavim may nurse a Jewish infant, Rishusa, in the Jewess's domain. In a Brisa, Reb Meir says, an Averes Kochavim may never deliver a Jewish baby because she may kill it. The Chachamim permitted bezman she'acheres omdos al gaba, at a time when others are standing over, but not privately. Reb Meir holds that even in the presence of others, she might surreptitiously kill the baby without being discovered by pressing down on the soft part of his head. An Avodas Kochavim once accused another of being a midwife for Jews, and she responded that she spills their blood like the foam of a river. However, the Rabban say that these were empty words. These Tanaim argue similarly, if an Avodas Kochavim may nurse a Jewish baby in the presence of others, or if we're concerned, she might secretly place poison on herself beforehand. On Amud Beis, they argue if an idolater may circumcise a Jew in the presence of others. Point number two, Rabbi Avot taught Brisa before Rabbi Yochanan, stating about idolaters and shepherds of small animals, that l'malin v'maridin, we neither raise them up from a pit, nor lower them into a pit, meaning we don't save their lives, but it's prohibited to kill them. However, regarding meaning, which we'll explain, v'hamasoros, informers, v'hamumarim, and Jewish renegades, ayimoridin v'lomalin, they would lower them into pits and not raise them up, meaning they may be killed. Rabbi Yochanan said to remove mumer from the Brisa, since one must even return a mumer's lost object. The Gemara wonders why Rabbi Avo did not answer that the obligation to return an Aveda refers to a mumer who eats nevela l'teavon, for pleasure, meaning his desire for meat when kosher meat is unavailable. But one may kill a mumer who eats nevela l'hachis, to anger Hashem, rebelliously. It answers that Rabbi Avo considers one who eats nevela l'hachis to be a mean, which the Brisa already listed. Rav Acha and Ravina argued if one who eats nevela is a mean. According to the opinion that he's only a mumer, a mean is defined as one who serves avodah zarah, such as priests. And point number three, the Brisa before about minim and informers said that morin v'lomalin, we lower them and do not raise them up. The Gemara asks if we may even lower them into a pit to kill them. Why does the Brisa need to mention that we do not raise them up? Rav Sheshes answers that if there's such a person already in the pit and there was a ledge from which they could climb out, he should remove it with an excuse such as, so that my animals do not descend with this ledge into the pit. Rabban Rav Yosef said that if these people were in the pit, he should cover the opening with a stone with an excuse such as, I need to lead my animals over it now. Ravina said that if there was a ladder by which they could climb out of the pit, with an excuse such as, I need it now to lure my son from the roof. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next mission teaches that a Jewess may not deliver the baby of an Averes Kochavim because she's delivering a child for idolatry. Avo Averes Kochavim, Mieledes Bas Yisrael, but an idolatress may deliver the baby of a Jewess. Similarly, a Jewess may not nurse an Averes Kochavim's baby, but an Averes Kochavim may nurse a Jewish infant, Rishusa, in the Jewess's domain. In a Brisa, Reb Meir says, an Averes Kochavim may never deliver a Jewish baby because she may kill it. The Chachamim permitted bezman she'acheres omdos al gaba, at a time when others are standing over, but not privately. Reb Meir holds that even in the presence of others, she might surreptitiously kill the baby without being discovered by pressing down on the soft part of his head. An Avodas Kochavim once accused another of being a midwife for Jews, and she responded that she spills their blood like the foam of a river. However, the Rabban say that these were empty words. These Tanaim argue similarly, if an Avodas Kochavim may nurse a Jewish baby in the presence of others, or if we're concerned, she might secretly place poison on herself beforehand. On Amud Beis, they argue if an idolater may circumcise a Jew in the presence of others. Point number two, Rabbi Avo taught Brisa before Rabbi Yochanan, stating about idolaters and shepherds of small animals, that l'malin v'maridin, we neither raise them up from a pit, nor lower them into a pit, meaning we don't save their lives, but it's prohibited to kill them. However, regarding meaning, which we'll explain, v'hamasoros, informers, v'hamumarim, and Jewish renegades, ayimoridin v'lomalin, they would lower them into pits and not raise them up, meaning they may be killed. Rabbi Yochanan said to remove mumer from the Brisa, since one must even return a mumer's lost object. The Gemara wonders why Rabbi Avo did not answer that the obligation to return an Aveda refers to a mumer who eats nevela l'teavon, for pleasure, meaning his desire for meat when kosher meat is unavailable. But one may kill a mumer who eats nevela l'hachis, to anger Hashem, rebelliously. It answers that Rav considers one who eats nevela hachis to be a mean, which the Brisa already listed. Rav Acha and Ravina argued if one who eats nevela is a mean. According to the opinion that he's only a mumer, a mean is defined as one who serves avodah zorah, such as priests. And point number three, the Brisa before about meanim and informers said that morin v'lomalin, we lower them and do not raise them up. The Gemara asks, if we may even lower them into a pit to kill them, why does the Brisa need to mention that we do not raise them up? Rav Sheshes answers that if there's such a person already in the pit, and there was a ledge from which they could climb out, he should remove it with an excuse such as, so that my animals do not descend with this ledge into the pit. Rabban Rav Yosef said that if these people were in the pit, he should cover the opening with a stone with an excuse such as, I need to lead my animals over it now. Ravina said that if there was a ladder by which they could climb out of the pit, with an excuse such as, Be'ino lachusi bri me'igra, I need it now to lure my son from the roof. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chavav, and our standard Siman is a military coup. A military coup, so here goes. As one soldier in the military coup bursts into the delivery room to stop an idolater nurse from delivering a Jewish baby, another found a mumer who was a ochel nevela hachis, who was lowered down into a pit, and took away the ladder that was in it, telling the mumer that he needed it to help a soldier get down from the roof. Once again, slow motion. As one soldier in the military coup, that must be more Daf Chavav. As one soldier in the military coup bursts into the delivery room to stop the idolater nurse from delivering a Jewish baby, which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokas whether an obedes kohavim can deliver or nurse a Jewish infant. So, as one soldier in the military coup bursts into the delivery room to stop the idolater nurse from delivering a Jewish baby, another found a mumer who's at ochel nevela hachis, who was lowered down in to a pit, which reminds us that Gemara brings machlokas if an ochel nevela hachis is considered a mean regarding meridin being permitted to lower down into a pit. So as one soldier in the military coup burst into the delivery room to stop the idolater nurse from delivering a Jewish baby, another found a mumer who's a nochel nevela hachis, who was lowered down into a pit, and took away the ladder that was in it, telling the mumer that he needed it to help the soldier get down from the roof. Which reminds us, the Brisa taught that regarding minim and informers, that marin v'lomalin, we lower them and do not raise them up. So the Gemara asks, if we may even lower them into a pit to kill them, why does the Brisa need to mention that we do not raise them up? Rav Sheshes answers that if there was such a person already in the pit, and there was a ledge from which they could climb out, he should remove it with an excuse such as, so that my animals do not descend with this ledge into the pit. Ravina said that if there was a ladder by which they could climb out of the pit, he should take it away with an excuse such as, I need it now to lure my son from the roof. So once again, as one soldier in the military coup bursts into the delivery room to stop the idolater nurse from delivering a Jewish baby, another found a mumer who is an ochel nevela hachis, who was lowered down into a pit, and took away the ladder that was in it, telling the mumer that he needed it to help a soldier get down from the roof. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf Chabes. So the symbol Daf Chabes is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The taxi cab partnership, taxi cab, that must run Daf Chabes, cab. The taxi cab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, which reminds us, a Brisa states that if a Jew and an Akum accepted a field for sharecropping, the Jew cannot tell the idolater, take your portion of the work and do it on Shabbos, and I'll do my work on Sunday. Since half of each day's work is incumbent upon each partner, the Akum is performing the Jew's work for him on Shabbos. But if they stipulated from the beginning that the Akum would work on Shabbos and the Jew on Sunday, it is permitted because the Jew is never responsible for work on Shabbos. So the taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid didn't allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy, which reminds us, the second parak begins, Ein mamin behema bepundaku shel ovdei chochavim. We may not leave an animal in the stable of idolaters' inns, mifnei shechashudin ahoravia, because they're suspected of having relations with animals, and the owner would violate lifnei iver for facilitating the idolater's transgression. So the taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid did not allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy, because the Goy's ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai and Opaska Zumasan, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches, Chavivin Alehen Behemten Sho Yisrael Yosim Min Neshosehen. Animals of Yisrael are preferable to Ovdei Avodah Zorah over their wives. Rav Yochanan explained the reason, because when the Nachash had relations with Chava, Hitoba Zuhuma, he cast impurity into her. The Gemara asks why this Zuhuma did not impact Jews, and answers, Yisrael Sha'amdu Har Sinai Paska Zuhasan. Yisrael who stood at Har Sinai and accepted the Torah, their impurity ended, just like all their defects were. Idolaters who did not stand at Har Sinai retained their Zuhuma. Daf Chav Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The Kugelach champion, Kugelach. That must more on Daf Chav Gimel. The Kugelach champion, who used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan. Which reminds us, a Mishnah states that Isha Shenechbesha Bidei Ovdi Kochavim, a woman who was imprisoned in the hands of idolaters, Aide Mamon Muteres Chabala, if it was because of money she owed them, she's permitted to her husband and we're not concerned she had relations with them. Because specifically when she was imprisoned for money, Misyare Mishum Hefsid Mamono, the goy is afraid to violate her because of the risk of losing his money. So the Kugelach champion used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red Kugelach shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a parduma from a Nachri, which reminds us, in the Mishnah about parduma, Rabbi Eliezer says, in a nikach has been over the kochamim, it cannot be purchased from idolaters, but the chamim permit it. So the Kugelach champion, who used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red Kugelach shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a parduma from a Nachri, but wasn't sure if the par has the status of Kadshe Mizbeach or Kadshe Bedek Abayis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, is a par Duma Kadshe Mizbeach or Kadshe Bedek Abayis. Daf Chav Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Chav Dalet is a Kad, a pitcher. So here goes. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher, that must more on Daf Chav Dalet, Kad. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the mice of Dama ben Nasin, who refused to wake up his father even though it meant losing the opportunity to sell stones for the ephod at an exorbitant price. So the idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, which reminds us, an Amor taught that Rabbi Eliezer disqualifies animals bought from idolaters to be used for any carbon. A rabbi replied to Rabbi Eliezer that the pasuk says that in the time of Mashiach, the flocks of Kedar, meaning idolaters, will be brought as karbanas. Rabbi Eliezer responded, Kulam gerim guruim hem lasid lavot, they all will be attempted converts in the future, and although they'll not be accepted as gerim, there will no longer be a concern for revia. So the idolater potter refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, and proudly displayed his clay singing cow, pulling a pitcher, which reminds the pasuk says, Visharena paros b'derech al derech Beis Shemesh. The cows walked on a straight path towards Beis Shemesh. Rameir said the word Visharena teaches Shamru Shira, that the cows recited a song of praise to Kosh Baruch Hu. Rav explains, She Yishru Panem Keneged Aron Va'amru Shira, that they turned their faces toward the Aron and recited a song. The Gemara discusses which song they sung. Daf Chav Hei, so the Simur Daf Chav Hei is the 25th silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner, that must more on Daf Chav Hei. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchogas, how many hours the sun stood still for Yehoshua. So when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amidov taught that a woman may not be secluded with an Akum because they're suspect for Arias. The Gemara asks that Yichud is prohibited with any Jew, and even with numerous Jews if they're prutzim, meaning promiscuous, as idolaters are. It answers that Yichud with an idolater is prohibited even by Ishto Imo, when his wife is with him. This Yichud is permitted with a Jew whose wife watches him and prevents him from sinning, but forbidden with an idolater whose wife does not prevent him from sinning, since she does the same. So when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, while he went back to work making sure the Akum traveling with him with a sword was on his right side, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa that if Yisrael finds himself traveling on a road with an Akum, Tofu Yamino, he should keep the Akum on his right side, so if the idolater attempts to kill him, he can stop him with his right hand. Rabbi Yishmael Benoshel Rabbi Yochim Imbroka says that if the Akum has a sword, he should be kept to the Yisrael's right side, so the sword, which is sheathed on the Akum's left, will be near the Yisrael's hand. But if he has a staff held in his right hand, he should be kept to the Yisrael's left side. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which the thing that Yisrael Sha'amdu Har Sinai, the yin that stood by Har Sinai, Paskazuma son, their impurity ended. That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number two, which daf does the Gemara bring a machlokas regarding how many hours the sun stood still for Yehoshua? That's on daf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss renting houses or fields to idolaters in Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that if one finds a mean in a pit, he should take away the ladder that's in it and say that he needs it to lower his son from the roof? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that a woman should not have yichud with a goy, even if his wife is with him? That's on daf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that in the times of Mashiach, the flocks of idolaters will be brought as karbanos because they'll be attempted gerim? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do machokas if an ochel nevei lahachis is considered a mean regarding meridin being permitted to lower him down into a pit? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss how to protect oneself when traveling with an akum? That's on daf Chavei. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we machokas whether an ovedes kochavim can deliver or nurse a Jewish infant? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss if Paro Duma is Kachem Yizbech or Kachem Bedek Abayis? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.